Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Yes, we do, fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Hunting season right around the corner. I did apply for my bear lottery, sent the application in for that the other day, got the confirmation, so I am up to date on everything hunting-wise. Now, I've talked to a couple folks throughout the course of the week that have some duck blinds and got an invitation to share a duck blind this year sometime during the season. So I haven't been duck hunting in 5 years, maybe something like that. That's my most enjoyable part of waterfowl hunting. I like the any kind of duck hunting, sea ducks, divers, puddle ducks, you name it. And I've hunted a lot of ducks, a lot of locations. I've got, I think, 29 or 30 duck mounts here that I'm surrounded by. Everything from a hooded merganser to the king of the Chesapeake canvasback. Got wood ducks, got green-winged teal, ring-neck duck. There's a long-tailed duck, a butterbill scoter, a surf scoter, eiders from Maine. There's a blue goose from up there in Queen Anne's or Kent County, I'm not sure which. We've got a shoveler. We've got a golden eye. There's probably a couple more. Oh, black duck. Yep. All that. And I love shooting all of them. Maine was one of my most favorite trips, shooting the eiders. And I do like the sea ducks. The last duck hunt I was on, I believe, was down on the Potomac River with some friends, Bill Miles and Carol Sherrington and Danny Baker. We hunted sea ducks, and man, there must have been, I don't know, 30,000 sea ducks on the Potomac. Mostly a few long-tailed ducks, but mostly scoters, common scoters and surf scoters. But we had a great time, that's for sure. Anyway, I just got to keep moving on here. Let's see. I'm texting somebody. I'm sorry about that. I should have done it beforehand. So I got to fill out the bear application. I hope I get one. I got four points and place to hunt bears in Frederick County. Now we'll be going up to Garrett County next Saturday for the National Deer Association event, where bucks, bears, and stags is kind of like a partnership, and we measure a bunch of deer up there. So I'm going to be talking to some folks about a potential bear spot up there Saturday the 17th. So, hey, there's Gary. I haven't heard from him in a while. Gary in Dundalk is on hold. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I have a technical question.
Okay, I have a mediocre answer. Let's hear it.
Rockfish season now until the end of the year. The times you're allowed to catch them.
Good question.
Yeah,
you'll have to give me a few minutes on that. Yeah. All right. Well, if I don't know, one of my listeners will. But I think you'll be. We'll get that answer for you soon. How's that sound?
I know it's sunrise, but I'm not sure if it's sunset or midnight.
I got it.
You know what I mean?
I got it. Yeah. I do know what you mean. Yeah, yes, I know what you mean.
Great.
All right. Do you sign up for the Rockfish Tackle Package?
Of course I did.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I need some of that Rockfish gear.
You need it, huh? Okay.
Well, I mean,
all right, bro.
I lose a lot, you know.
No, I hear. Yeah, it's not fishing right if you're not losing tackle, right?
This is true. And one last question: how is Robin doing?
Miss Robin is doing pretty good.
Okay.
She's improved a lot, and so hopefully she'll be back sooner rather than later.
Okay, great. I want her to spin.
All right.
She does it, I win.
Every time she does a spin, you win. Oh, no, yeah, we'll have to bring her back. We'll have to make sure she's available the last Saturday of the month.
That would work for me.
All right. Thanks for the call, buddy.
Bye.
There he goes. First caller. I like that. That's for sure. Let's see. What else was I talking about? My week. Okay. Anyway, I did get to... see a number of our sponsors this week, delivering the Maryland Hunting Quarterly across the state every day but yesterday, and I did drop a couple off here locally. I started for the Bay Bridge in the morning and just said, enough of this. Got so far and just said, forget it. So did hear from the folks at Talisman Therapeutic Riding Center on their Rockfish Rodeo fishing tournament coming up. That's Monday, September 9th, boats launch at 6 a.m., and you can get more information on that by calling 443-239-9400 or hit the website talismantherapeuticriding.org. This all takes place at Fisherman's Crab Deck. You sign up. There's no independent boats in this. They've provided all the captains to take you rock fishing, and the price for both the crab feast at 1:30 to 3:30 at Fisherman's Crab Deck is $110 if you just want to go to the crab feast. $225 for single angler entry, and each angler entry includes a crab feast ticket. So for $225, you get to enter the fishing tournament. They take you fishing from 6 a.m. and back at 12:30. Well, I guess 12-ish, but it's a half day fishing trip. 12:30 is happy hour. 1:30 to 3:30 is a crab feast, and it's a Monday, September 9th. So, why not check it out at talismantherapeuticriding.org? And if you like this information, I will send you this poster and QR code and all this information. You can register, and we'll go from there. We talked to Z-Man, Eric Zukovich, last Saturday about the scoping for fishing hooks and gear for perch fishing and the circle hooks for rockfish and things like that. And that deadline is coming up on the midnight on the 13th, so if you'd like information on the changes in the regulations for perch fishermen to be able to use minnows and J-hooks in February and March. Public comment period closes August 13th, so at midnight. So if you'd like either one of those pieces of information, just email me. That would be ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I think right now we'll launch into our first break. We'll talk about Clyde's Sports Shop. I stopped the other day and had a nice talk with Rich. And, you know, we looked at all the fishing tackle and the crabbing supplies, all the crabbing stuff, the open top, crab traps, and they've got the crab rings and all the trot line and the hand lines and you name it for crabbing. Clyde Sport Shop has it. They even have the steamers and the seasoning, you know, and the tongs and the gloves and the nets, all that. But for fishing, you know, they have the rods and reels and the line and the terminal tackle, all the lures. They got some nice new snakehead frogs in there that are pretty cool. And, of course, they're your full-line Browning dealer. And we looked at some of the Brownings. As always, I like to go in there and look at the different stuff. And the nice one is the one I saw is the A5 Wild Wings. It comes in the vintage tan camo, but it's got a bronze Cerakote barrel and a bronze Cerakote receiver. It's a really pretty gun for waterfowl. And then, of course, the Maxis Arc. Since we're on the theme here of duck hunting for a minute, That Maxis 2 camo is just a phenomenal gun. Comes right to your shoulder. And we like it a lot, that's for sure. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. The website is brand new. It's a new website. If you'd like to look at it, it's Clyde's Sports, two S's, Clyde's Sports Shop. ClydeSportsShop.com. It's been a change from the other one, so there we go. Again, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. And we'll be right back. Hello, Aaron.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter or a crab...
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Liners. Mil-Spec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And Mil-Spec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Mil-Spec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Mil-Spec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec liner installed.
Hey, you've put it off long enough. You know that? Summer's here. Summer's almost over. Well, not really. We've got a little bit of time left. But you know what? You've got the Labor Day holiday coming up and plenty of time. Plenty of time for family reunions and crab feasts. Crab prices are going down. That's a good thing. You can get a bushel and steam them up or get them steamed and bring them in the backyard and dump them in the middle of the table and let the family eat them. And you know what? You know where you're going to get that table? Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. That's your place, go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a tremendous selection, a giant selection, a huge selection, a monster selection of colorful poly and outdoor Hollywood. Oh, geez. Colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture. They have tables and chairs, and they have about 1,000 of those comfortable Adirondack chairs in all kinds of styles. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and chicken coops and pergolas. That's right. And greenhouses and dog kennels and gym sets for the kids. All that is in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's huge showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings for any kind of little fire you'd like to build, you know, bonfire, keep it under control in the back 40 and have a nice celebration outdoors. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget in Backyard Billy's. is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. You know what? They're open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just fantabulous. We'll be right back.
Listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest, laughing back and forth at what the other has to say. Reminiscing this and that and having such a good time. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Never ever thinking there was danger in the water they were drinking, they just guzzled it down. Never dreaming that a scheming sheriff and his posse was watching them and gathering around. Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, jumping fences, dodging trees and trying to get away. Contemplating nothing but escaping, finally making it. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day. Oodle-lolly, golly, what a day.
Wow, Robin Hood. And guess who? That's Robin's favorite song. You know that?
Look, you made me cry. I had this really great line to come on there and said, are you nervous enough about talking to me that you screwed up Backyard Billy's ad?
And then, yeah, that's right.
And then you played that song and made me cry, and it didn't work. So,
who is this?
I don't know.
Hi, babe.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm better than I was yesterday, and not as good as I'll be tomorrow.
Oh, I like that answer. That's great. That is great. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. So, well, welcome back for a little while anyway.
Yeah. I'll be back on as soon as I can full time, but right now, it's just little bits and pieces until I get my head together. I fight dehydration, you all, and different things, and sometimes I'm never sure exactly how I'm going to feel when I wake up, so I don't want to commit until I'm absolutely sure, but little times would be good. I'll call in more often, and
I like
get
this.
Back on the air. So,
well, that's
me
good.
Me too. This is much better than it has been. I have missed everybody. This has been a tough time in year in my life.
No question.
And my daughter's, who is listening because she found out her mother was actually going back on the air, she pushed me to really do this because everything's a step. We didn't expect this when all this went down and thought it was going to be just a little thing, and it turned into this tumbleweed of a bunch of baloney. So.
Well, I'm glad that you've worked your way through it, and I will tell you, ladies and gentlemen, she has worked her way through this. This has been, as she said, a struggle for not only her, but, you know, everybody around her, and she's doing fantastically well. Fantastic.
My friends have been very supportive.
Yep.
Chris, our old producer, came and saw me in the hospital. And
yeah, he did.
Calls me and checks in on me. Yeah, that was quite a surprise when he showed up at the hospital. So.
It was, yeah. Well, you know,
great.
Listeners know that Chris and I started hunting together this past season, and, you know, we talk quite frequently, for sure, just as friends and not as a former producer, but as friends and fellow hunters, so that's good, you know.
Yeah, he has turned out to be a great friend.
Yeah, so. No question. So.
My daughter has been unbelievably supportive, took off a bunch of time from work, and has been here through me through this whole thing, her family, my grandkids.
Yep.
I'm hopefully getting back to watching them soon because you know how much I love them. And that is a major goal of mine. And it's getting there. We're doing a few half days here and there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
And if you ever get this magazine delivered.
Hey, you know what? It's a great magazine. It's got a lot of advertisers and a great deal of coverage in the state. And, you know, it just takes a while to get to all of them. There's over 80-some advertisers in there that we've got to deliver to every single one of them. And they're all scattered across three states. So we just, you know, we do what we got to do.
So, well, yesterday, the hurricane kind of really messed you up.
Well, yesterday would have been a big day, big step in getting Southern Maryland delivered, but I got to the Bay Bridge and just, you know, with the lane closures, two left lanes closed, and all the traffic going over, and not knowing what the weather's going to be the rest of the day, I didn't want to fight the bridge both directions. So I called the folks I needed to call and said, guess what, not going to make it. And they were all very understanding because they were all experiencing the same thing, so...
Yeah, it took a friend of ours 2.5 hours just to get across the Bay Bridge.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
And
is she home yet?
I don't know if she's home yet or not. She's
right
down to Hollywood. I have to tell everybody, you have put out 3 magazines taking care of me unbelievably, okay? Slept in recliners that haven't worked. I don't know how to thank you. You have been there through this whole thing. And when it happened, we just thought they'd put me in the hospital, give me some fluids, and I'd be home. And it didn't turn into that. It turned into I might not have been here if I'd gone to bed that night.
That's true.
You have been unbelievable, babe. You have busted your butt with magazines and the show and trying to keep us afloat, and it has, you're amazing. So
well, thank you, baby. I appreciate that.
It's been a rough time, and the listeners have been so supportive, you
that's
know
true.
I get jokes and I get texts and I get all kinds of stuff. John B., I know I haven't been as responsive lately, but in the morning I never know how I'm going to be, and I apologize for that. But I'll be back.
Things no question.
Move along. Have you had any callers this morning? I mean, I don't need
Yeah, Gary from Dundalk called.
Cool.
Yep. He wished you well. So, cool. Yeah.
I got to say hi to Ronald. He has been checking on me. I really have a problem with my memory, people, so please forgive me. Chestertown, God, let me pull it back, please.
Glenn. We haven't heard from Glenn in a month.
Really?
Nope.
We need to check on that. I wish I'd known. I would have checked earlier. We've got to make some phone calls.
Yep.
Okay. And we do that, y'all. If you disappear out of our lives, we make sure you're all right. You know?
Yes, indeed.
Always.
Yes, indeed. So
kept up with people and made sure that everybody's okay. Because we get used to having frequent callers and frequent listeners, and you're a part of our family, and it makes a big difference. So.
That's right.
Anyway. Yeah.
That's right. So, well,
anyway, thank you all for all your support. It has been great. And like I said, Alan, you and Brian and my best friend Teresa and all have been there. And Brian's mother-in-law has watched the kids. And I just can't thank everybody enough for all their help.
Well, you have done that. Now, I want to thank your doctors and your people that are coming to the house and taking care of you, as far as your nurses coming in twice a week and drawing your blood, and your physical therapy and your occupational therapy people coming in, checking with you, making you move and making you work, and making sure that you're
get out of bed.
Making sure that your blood work is delivered on a timely fashion, and the doctor follows up with you. And It's really been an amazing process with all the people involved. So,
yeah. Anyway. I've been in this bed so long, people. We actually had to order a new mattress. Okay, let's put it that way.
That's funny. All right.
Anyway, I just want to say I love you all, and I will be back on the air as soon as I can. And I'll be making more phone calls in like this because I was extremely nervous about this morning. You can ask Alan and Brian. They gave me pep talks for, I don't know, an hour last night. Just nervous. But,
okay.
I'm
well,
here.
Here you are. Well, that's so it's a nice way to break in. Nice way to break in. Give us a call and when you can. And,
I didn't realize how much I missed it. Just talking. I miss it.
I gotcha.
So, I got to give you a hard time. I got to get back.
That's right.
Hunting season is coming up, but I got to make fun of you all trying to not smell like anything.
That's right. Well, we played Robin Hood for you, and also to let people know that bow season is less than a month away. Just saying.
That sounds great. Okay, I love you, babe, and I love you all out there, and we will talk again soon.
All righty. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, Aaron. I appreciate getting me straight. Okay.
Bye, baby.
Talk later. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. How about that? How about that? That was great for Robin to call in. So, what I'm laughing about is the joint text that we're getting from a couple people. It's pretty funny. So, my goodness. So, coming up next hour is Michelle Kirk and Bill Dixon. From Michelle is Eastern Regional Coordinator from the Maryland Hunter Safety Education Program, Maryland Hunter Safety Program, and Bill Dixon is a supervisor of Hunter's Education Program. We are going to talk a lot about Hunter's Education, and for those of you with grandkids or people that are listening that would like to learn about hunting, your first step is your Hunter Safety Program. And we're going to be covering the program structure a little bit, the types of classes, how to become a hunter education instructor if you want, and there's all kinds of things, and we will lock them into the hotline. If you have a question related to hunter safety education, we can certainly put you on the air with Michelle and Bill, so they'll be calling in the next hour, but right now we're taking calls from anybody and everybody, and a lot of, I have to send... this. There we go. So, my goodness, how many texts do we have here? Oh, that's back and forth. All right. So, that was good. That was good. Aaron, do we have anybody on the line at the moment? All right. We'd like to invite folks to join the Fish and Tackle giveaway for a nice rockfish package from Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Lures. Be a nice package. We'll give it away at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, about the last 6:30 or so, and the last segment of the last show of the month. And that will be for the striped bass or rockfish tackle fishing package. All you got to do is give us a call here, 410-922-6680, 410-922-6680. Name and number, first, last name, phone number, and then go on the air with me. Go on the air with me. The only exception to that will be when we have a guest and you'd like to enter the contest, Aaron will take your call and enter you in the contest without going on the air. The other exception, of course, is, I said the only, the other exception is if you'd like to enter by email, and that is ellis@ellisoutdoors.com is my email address. You can always go at ellisoutdoors.com and get the contact information there if you like, but it's... That number to call here today to get in the contest is 410-WCBN-680, 410-922-6680. And just texted Michelle the hotline number that I mistakenly sent the wrong one yesterday. And we'll get the new one out to her today, and she will be calling in. How about that? Okay. My goodness, way too many texts coming in here. Robin threw me off a little bit. She always throws me off, though. Don't worry about that. That's normal stuff. That's normal stuff. Hey, my son-in-law called me yesterday. He says, I'm supporting one of your advertisers today. And I said, great. what's going on? He said, my company sent me to Spurry's Tire Service to get tires on my work truck. I said, well, that's glad to know. I'm glad to know that. Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50, that's in Easton, Maryland. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. That's for sure. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. And you know what? It is a choice for a lot of small businesses in here in Maryland and big businesses and big farms to get their tires done at Spurry's, no question. They have the others, too, Michelin, Yokohama, you name it. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, and that's any make or model. And Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own a trailer or an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. That includes checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurry's customers, including Robin and me, and our family, and our businesses that our family works at, satisfied for over 30-some years. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Let me repeat that. No appointment needed for tires. You give them a call, 410-822, that's Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384, 410-822-7384. You can visit the website, spurrystire.com, and that phone number once again, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service, and we will be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
But I'll take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade sitting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander by the fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass the time of day. We'll have no need to call the roll when we get to the fishing hole. There'll be you, me, and old dog Trey to doodle time away. Man, it's so nice out here.
It's so nice out here. It always is. All right, folks, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show, 410 WCBM 680. Hey, I want to thank Steve Drepard for updating the little, what do you call them? The little intro spots. What are they called, Aaron? Those little things. Intros and outros? Yeah, okay, something like that. All right, well, anyway, we've covered a little bit of ground, but we do need some callers to get into contest. Oh, I will tell you what I've done this week. I've confirmed with CVA that they're going to support our muzzleloader giveaway this year. So I think it worked out well that we were able to do it in September, October, and November. And we might even have a bonus. Might even have a bonus muzzleloader for the contest. So we'll see how that works out. We'll get all the details as we move forward here. And I did. I ordered a Crossfire from CVA coming into Clyde's. And I just want to see what it's about. Now, this upcoming week, there is a discussion at Patuxent Wildlife Research Refuge involving the stakeholders at DNR on non-lead ammunition, copper primarily ammunition, on all the federal lands. This is a result of a lawsuit that the government decided to pay off the people and reward them by saying that there would be no more lead allowed on federal land for fishing or hunting. So those of you who have applied for the Blackwater permits will have to eventually, and I'm not sure if it's this year or next year, but I'll confirm that, start to use copper ammunition, shotgun shells, you know, shotgun slugs. Likely there will be no buckshot shooting of the Sicadir drives. Muzzleloader bullets will have to be all copper. So we'll learn more information. Now, I've got a little procedure, medical procedure on Tuesday that may preclude me from going to the meeting on Wednesday, but I'm going to try, and if I don't make it Wednesday, they're going to repeat it again in September at Blackwater. So I will definitely attend one of those meetings and bring you up to date on what's going on about all that. But that being said, I have purchased some all-copper sabots. I've purchased some all-copper slugs, and I'm going to see personally how they shoot when I get to the range. I don't see an issue with it in special circumstances. I don't want to use it. I don't want to use all copper ammunition in the field, but I know that the first copper ammunition that came out were the Remington copper solids for deer hunting with the slugs. They performed extremely well. Extremely well. And ranked right up there with some of the top slugs as far as accuracy anyway. I was told by someone that used them that I used to hunt with that, you know, they were devastating. So it may not be all that bad. It may not be all that bad. It's just the fact that it's overreach, and it is bowing in the knee to the environmental activists. I don't know that it has a lot to do with a lot, but it started in California, if that tells you anything. So, more information on lead-free ammunition and that type of thing coming up in the next few weeks, and we'll let you know on that. How's that sound? 410 972-668-6680. What are the hours for rockfish season? I don't know if I'll have time during the break to check, but Gary wants to know, so we'll figure it out. I keep looking for emails, and I don't see any. So, I don't know. People might have just hunkered in today for some reason. That happens. But keep in mind, the bear lottery application process ends on the midnight, August 31st, and the drawing takes place the Tuesday after Labor Day. We will all know whether we've pulled our bear permit or not. So I've applied every year. I haven't gotten a license every year, but I've been able to go fairly consistently on as a sub-permittee. So I've taken one Maryland bear, and out of three that I've harvested, two in New Brunswick, and I'm sitting here looking at it. Hello, bear. It's looking at me across the top of a bookcase. Oh, my goodness. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, folks, how about giving us a call here the last few minutes? I feel a little lonely, and, you know, here's a nice call. Here's a nice email. We have five deer living here very close to our house. Right or wrong, we've been feeding some adults with little ones, giving them corn and vegetables. I hope we aren't causing them harm. We even have buckets of water when it gets hot. Donna, I know you're listening. You're not doing any harm. You're doing something very nice for them. However, when it gets into the wintertime, you need to cut off the corn because their digestive system changes. It goes from mast and agriculture crops to browse, and deer can be harmed with a stomach full of corn. And I know that sounds counterintuitive to some of you hunters out there that, you know, have a property where you feed corn and supplements all year round, and they come in and eat that all year round. But that's a little bit overkill when it's not in the season in the winter. So the deer are perfectly capable. They've lived for eons without our help by eating everything that's natural out there. And it's only in the past, in the looking at the the line of time or whatever the timeline, in looking at that since the deer have been on Earth, it's only been the last couple hundred years that they've been eating agricultural crops, and it has really advanced as farming has advanced. And we're squeezing every kernel of corn and every soybean out of every square foot of ground that we possibly can, you know. And the deer, of course, are going to be drawn to those food sources. So, we urge farmers to plant a food plot off to the side of one of their fields to keep the deer off their corn. We've urged farmers to use deer repellent spray on their crops. We've urged farmers to allow people to hunt on their property. And if you have a lease, we've urged farmers to, you know, build into the lease that the deer hunters have to take the antlerless deer as part of their package to lease your farm, you know, and not just hunt those big bucks. I don't know how much progress we've made. I hope we've made some along those lines, but we still have 30,000 at least deer management permits given out per year. About 30 of those fellows shoot 24/7, 365, and I mean that. About there's probably 100 and some farmers that utilize their deer permits. There's several that I know of that utilize deer cooperators on a full-time basis to continuously harvest deer. These guys have, you know, 5, 6, 10 farms that they'll hire a deer cooperator to come in and manage the deer herd. There's farms that organize their own people to take deer and crop damage permits. And when it's done right, it's a great thing because it does increase the health of the herd, and it you know, it does cut down on crop damage. And then there are those that shoot at night and let them lay. There are those that waste a deer carcass, and that's not good. So we just want to, you know, just put that out there. But I don't even know where I go. Oh, we were talking about feeding deer. Feeding deer. You know, the corn is not a natural part of a deer's diet during the wintertime unless it's foisted upon them by man. So there we go. That's probably what I wanted to say. Okay. Jerry in Catonsville. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good, Alan. How are you?
I'm all right. What's going on?
Oh, so I hear from your program that Bulmer County is now a chronic waste and disease county.
It is.
And if I shoot a deer in Carroll County, can I transport that deer into Bulmer County to butcher?
Yes.
And how about transporting it through Howard County?
Yeah, well, Howard County's kind of left out there. I don't know why you would come from Carroll County through Howard County to get to Baltimore County.
That's the route I travel.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have an issue as long as you have the intact carcass. I don't think we got the Border Patrol on the line there in Howard County checking deer hunters.
Right. Well, I just want to make sure. You know,
yeah, I think you'd be fine.
Up and up.
Yeah, I think you'd be fine. Yeah. I mean, we've got deer processors in Carroll County. We've got a few in Baltimore County. And they are all now, as far as I know, certified to handle the any deer taken in a CWD county. So.
Is there any advantages as far as detecting the chronic waste and disease by taking it to a butcher?
No.
Okay.
No. There's the DNR will be there as they are every year, you know, on several butcher shops monitoring the deer that come in. They do a couple of things like they do age the deer. If permission is granted, they will do the test on CWD, and that involves harvesting a lymph node from the neck. So
I see.
If you know, if it's a deer that's not going to get mounted and they'd like to talk to you about that, it's going to get processed anyway. They take the lymph node out of the neck to send away to have that tested. I've had that done on management hunts in Howard County. So
okay. So I heard you talking about the lead ammunition on the federal lands.
Yep.
Now I mold my own bullets for a Thompson Center Hawkins muzzle
right.
loader.
Right.
And I think that is a 1-in-48 twist barrel.
Uh huh.
And I don't know if anything that's all copper would shoot well in that.
Well. Then you wouldn't, you know, the way it's going to be, your ammunition is not going to be legal.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're concerned about transporting a deer from Carroll to Baltimore through Howard, I know you're a law-abiding person. So I'm right. not sure that would be a way to go for you as far as the, that would not be good for you to try and do that on federal land, you know, Blackwater or any of the other federal property.
I don't have any intentions on doing that.
Right.
I was just wondering, because I know a Sabot in that 1-in-48 twist doesn't not recommend it. What twist ratio for a Sabot on a Do you know?
A twist on a what? Say it again.
The rifling twist ratio. Like the newer muzzleloaders shoot the Sabot, I think that the rifling twist is different.
I think it's like 1-in-28, to be honest with you. I'd have to check that for sure, but I think I'm in the ballpark.
Okay.
Because the old you said a Thompson Contender or Thompson what?
It's a Thompson Center Hawken model.
Oh, a Hawken. Okay, yeah, it's 1 in 48. That's right. That's meant to shoot the round ball or the Maxi Hunter or the Maxi Ball. I'm assuming right. That's what you're telling me. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always had good luck with the Maxi Hunter, even in the modern ones. You know.
Right.
I took one of my biggest bucks with my Remington 700 ml with the old percussion cap ignition system and a patched Maxi Hunter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I
don't know. No, it wasn't. No, it was not patched. It was just a Maxi Hunter. So.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, but yeah, we'll bring you more information on that.
All right. Thanks, Alan. You have a good day.
You do the same. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good question. All right. So why don't we finish out the hour with a couple of our fine sponsors, and we'll be back at the top of the hour with Michelle and Bill.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.